What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You get a little bit of everything, a lot of fun here with Covino and Rich, but I asked Danny G., as we sat down before the show, as he rocks his Boys in the Hood shirt on a Throwback Thursday, I said, Danny, what team loses their pizzazz, in your opinion, more because of injuries? The Pelicans without Zion, if they win the play-in, or the Heat without Jimmy Butler?
Easy answer.
If they win. Listen, they're both the heart and soul and face of the team. What are the Pels without Zion? But then again, what's the playoff magic for the Heat like? Without Jimmy Butler.
I don't want to steal Danny G's answer, but I will say I completely agree with him.
What you got, Danny?
Well, I'm kind of conditioned to watching Pelicans basketball without Zion.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So that I'm used to. And I will say I thought of a couple of almost star players on the Pels rather than the Heat. I think of who on the Heat? You
yeah,
filled in that
yeah,
point.
We were like Heat, Tyler Hero, Bam, yeah. Adebayo, like. The Pelicans do have Ingram, Nance Jr., McCollum. They got other guys, but I think it's a shame for the NBA because those are two bottom seed possibilities that would be really fun if you got an 8 seed with Butler and an 8 seed with Zion, but 2 8 seeds without them. Doesn't that make the first round 1 versus 8 a hell of a lot more boring?
And your Friday night a hell of a lot more exciting.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you got two star players out. But I couldn't agree with Danny G more. Not only do the Heat suffer and do Miami fans suffer, I feel like we suffer as NBA fans. Playoff Jimmy Butler. What are the playoffs without playoff Jimmy? This guy steps it up, turns it up. And I think that's the bigger impact for sure. If you don't know, now you know. MRI on Thursday. He gets the MRI today. MCL issues in the right knee. Likely to miss a few weeks. And, of course, Zion got the left
same
hammy.
Same thing. Well,
the left
same,
hammy injury out for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Same, I was going to say, length of the diagnosis.
Yep.
What's interesting is, I know it was sort of a long shot, but Dan Beyer, our pal and your pal, update superstar Monsi Bolaños. She came in here yesterday and she goes, all right, I'm making a video for Fox Sports. Who do you think's in the finals? And she, you know, puts her phone in your face. And she said, you know what? I think the Heat could make a run. And then Jimmy Butler's down.
I said the same thing. Well, she said that because I said the Heat and Rich made fun of me. He was like, if it was 2 years ago. And then Monsi backed me up like, no, I think they could.
If we're
and then,
in the bubble.
Yeah, of course, you know, he gets injured.
Yeah.
That sort of takes the steam out of that idea, but I just think it takes the fun out of it. I love watching Jimmy Butler come playoff time. Well, I love seeing him step it up. He adds so much fun, so much pizzazz alone. Well, I don't think Zion adds that fun.
Remember 2 weeks ago on the show, we were looking at odds, Rich, and we were looking at teams that were maybe going to be in the seventh or eighth spot that we thought had
a little shot
potential, and the Heat were one of the teams we brought up in the East.
I think they both bring that competitive factor equally. But as far as fun factor, for the casual viewer, just like, man, I want to watch for fun, without Jimmy Butler, it's definitely less fun.
I was going to say, when the playoffs kick off, if the Heat do win, and the Heat take on the Celtics, that's an interesting matchup if Butler's healthy because of what he does in the playoffs. Without him, the Pelicans with Zion against Oklahoma City?
So
that's exciting. Without Zion?
Turn it over to the Fox Sports Radio Nation, 877-99 on Fox. More impactful, the Pelicans without Zion or the Heat without Jimmy Butler?
All right, let me ask you another question.
That's a major blow. That really sucks. Yeah. It really does to not have your two-star players for each team.
Let me ask you a follow-up. If you were... Did you just do a nice little sip of your coffee?
I did.
That was a loud sip.
Well, Rich, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
What happened to Folgers? But let me ask you. You got tickets to a game. Put yourself in the scenario of, I'm going to a Pelicans game. Oh, Zion's not playing? Now picture yourself going to a Heat game. Oh, I'm here in Miami. Oh, Jimmy's not playing?
Way more impactful.
What would make you more mad?
Butler not there with the Heat.
It would be like when I was a kid going to Shea Stadium and I'm looking at the scoreboard. I'm like, catching? But no Gary Carter? Mackie Sasser?
Way more disappointing. Jimmy Butler has that star power flair. I'm not saying Zion doesn't bring it and he's not having a great season and he's not impactful. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying star power, pizzazz, flair, fun. Especially around the playoffs. Like, he's synonymous now with the playoffs and stepping it up and bringing his best, bringing his heart. And you're sort of rooting for him to get over that hump. So, yeah, for me, it's Butler easy. I agree with Danny G. And, again, your feedback at Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. Tough break for the Heat. But congrats to the 76ers and congrats again to the Bulls who just won big last night.
I think in the world of sports, that's got to be, if you're talking about what's on the top tier of fan letdowns, in the top tier, number one answer. Let me get Steve Harvey and his fat mustache. What upsets fans the most? Number one answer on the board could very well be a key injury before the playoffs. Like, that's the worst in any sport. Any sport. If you're star wide receiver, your quarterback, your starting pitcher. I mean, knock on wood, I don't want it to happen for him.
You just got hit with the whammy if you're going to talk about game shows.
It would be like Bryce Harper getting injured before the baseball playoffs or Garrett Cole going down before
What do you attribute that to, though? Like, really going all out, right? Just going next level hustle.
The fact that both guys, you're right, maybe like just that extra, you know, put into high gear and you get a little
tight.
It's
got to be that, yeah. It's just going that extra aggression, that extra oomph.
I'm surprised Zion got hurt because we learned from Ozzie Guillen.
Fat don't pull. Is that what it was? Ozzie Guillen's quote.
Don't pull.
Well, ever since the Lakers beat them for that in-season tournament, though, the story's been Zion got a personal chef. He started hitting the weights, the gym, so he leaned down and he got in some good shape.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. How do you do it? Muscle burns fat, so he clearly got some muscle in there. That muscle pulled, and there you got it.
Yeah, you know what? That would be – the Pelicans got to be super devastated as far as where they stand. Not only Zion being out. If you rewound a couple weeks ago, they were as high as like the 4 or 5 seed. Like, they were in. You get cold, a tight conference, and now you're playing for your life tomorrow night without your star player?
As we said earlier this week, that's the name of the game. Right? Injuries is a part of it. You can't predict these things.
Ain't kidding.
And we'll go to your phone calls. The question we pose, we gave you our side, or my side. It's Jimmy Butler. Danny agrees. Rich, who's more impactful? You agree?
I think I'd be more disappointed as a fan not to see Zion, but if you ask me who's more impactful...
Equally disappointing for fans of each team. We get that. So, more impactful of a loss. Jimmy. Pelicans without Zion, Heat without playoff Jimmy. We'll go to your phones now. 877-99 on Fox at Covino and Rich. And by the way, happy National High Five Day.
Oh.
High five.
Yo, DB, off the top of your head, Dan Byer, I always look at him as the sports expert. He probably hates that.
Stump the Byer.
Stump DB. Do you know who invented the high five on National High Five Day?
No, I don't.
It wasn't Thomas Edison, just so you know.
I'll give you a hint.
Tesla. No.
Byer, it was a Dodger, but then he was a trader, and he went and worked for the Giants organization.
Oh, there's your hint.
I have no idea.
The answer. I will tell you in a minute. What a tease. Steve in Ohio, what's going on, buddy boy?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I think the biggest impact is going to be Zion, but because the thing that everybody forgets is Duncan Robinson can shoot, man, and they don't even play him right now. If he comes in the game tomorrow, he could replace Jimmy like that.
You think so?
I don't know replace like that, but you're right, good shooter. I will say, though, that it really is a question. We could pose that as, what sucks more?
You know what, man? He makes a good point, though. It could be a great opportunity for Robinson to step up and – the impact is less noticeable. It's like when your star pitcher goes down. If some dude steps up, wins a few games, it makes that loss so much easier, and it's always possible that it happens.
I would say when a starting pitcher goes down,
you're like, man!
Someone of a Garrett Cole stature,
right.
Or a, you know.
If Garrett Cole's out for 6 weeks and the guy filling in wins three games.
Yeah,
or,
listen, if the fill-in in six starts, if the fill-in goes 3-1 with a no decision or so, then you didn't lose much,
yeah.
You know.
And you got to think to yourself, is that possible? So you just need someone to step up a little bit.
Before I got cornered into playing the high five trivia game, I thought you were going to ask me who I thought, Zion or Jimmy Butler. And I think the point that you have to say playoff Jimmy actually makes it Zion.
Really?
Because there is a different Jimmy Butler. And yeah, playoff Jimmy is magnificent. There's also times when Jimmy Butler's just been Jimmy Butler.
Gotcha,
I think the Pelicans need Zion because he is who he is when he is playing.
I know he's still such a young man, but I think Zion also needs it because, you know, as the years pass, that the – is he a bust? Is he working out? I've heard people discuss, like, he's still – what is he, 24? He's still so young that it's crazy to be like, is he done? He could be an MVP in a couple years. The league's changing over. We don't know, but I think Zion needs step one in the playoffs.
It's definitely more impactful for Zion. As far as personally, yeah, Jimmy Butler, we've seen him step up in these moments. Yeah. No knock on him. For Zion to not be playing right now, personally, more impactful for sure.
It is a good thought about Zion's ceiling being higher because he's a question mark in the postseason. That's the first time we ever got to see him in postseason action, which really doesn't even count for postseason.
You can say more disappointing.
Right, yeah. But him dropping that 40 like that, was he going to do that every single playoff game? We don't know.
That's the point. Even though they came up short, when you saw him turn it on in the second half, you're like, oh, wow, this is sort of fun. Let's go to Bill in San Antonio. What's up, buddy?
Billy
boy, what's up, man?
I tried to call y'all yesterday. I wanted to shout out to what y'all talking about, Bennigan's and all those old establishments.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you worked there, I finally got my name on the wall for Around the World. I don't know if you remember that.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the one in San Antonio, it closed just right after that.
Oh, that's so funny as hell. What he's saying is
21, and I could barely afford to go out of that place.
Bennigan's used to have this campaign where you try every beer from around the world, right? So you had to drink like 100 beers, and then eventually you'd get your name on the plaque. He finally got his name on the plaque.
And closed down.
That sucks. We talked about that yesterday because Applebee's is the official bar and grill of the NFL now, and we had this theory that mid-level restaurants are coming back. Yeah. We posted a clip about it if you want to see it at Covino and Rich. And, of course, it's on the podcast. Just search Covino and Rich. Thanks, buddy.
We'll do one more quickie here from Wes in Chico.
What up, Chico?
Orale, Wes and Chico.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
So I was thinking about what you're talking about, going to a game and expecting to see somebody. When I was a kid, I'd never been to a pro football game. Huge Niners fan. Parents finally hooked it up. We're going to go to the game. We got great seats. We're kind of near the tunnel. Montana comes out, and he's in street clothes.
Oh.
Devastated. And at the time, I'm a little kid. I'm like, who's Steve Young? Luckily, he turned out to be Steve Young.
Yeah.
So
kind of cool to see.
Yeah, but you don't want to see Joe Montana and his Wranglers.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least you got young. I thought you were going to say, and then came out Elvis Gerbeck.
Right. Yeah, young. That's pretty cool that you got to see him, though. Yeah, you got lucky there. Cool.
Flash forward, you guys saw the beginning of Brock Purdy in the same exact way.
Yeah. You know, that's something that Danny, as a Niners fan, you would think I would think more about. And until you said that, I never realized how special that sort of is.
And
in the corniest way possible.
Where he just handed off the ball to nobody. Wasn't that in like Mexico City?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do remember
like
that.
Five snaps.
Yo, we were there, I was Sam, when Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt and they put Purdy in. And I remember everyone's like, because when you're at the game, you don't hear the broadcaster. So you're like, is Jimmy G done? Is he hurt? What's going on? We didn't realize that I'd be there for the first official game of the guy who I'm wearing on my shirt today, Brock Purdy. Look at that.
I was at the game where Don Majkowski went down with an ankle injury and was replaced by one Brett Favre for the Green Bay Packers against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Favre had a little more hype than Purdy did because of the trade. He was a second-round pick by Atlanta. But still, the talk about the start of the run, it was that game.
Legendary. I got you all beat, though. I was at Todd Marinovich's first game at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum.
This fan held up
a sign that said, Todd, you are the future.
Dude, weren't you also there when your brother started that legendary Reggie chant?
Yeah, that's right.
That was this other guy up in Fresno, Ken, I think his uncle, R.I.P.
I saw some wild thing on Instagram. Hold on a second. Have you guys ever, when you're scrolling through, you're doing the bowl scroll or the endless late night can't fall asleep scroll on TikTok or Instagram?
You mean every day?
I mean, your life, essentially?
You mean every minute of my day after the show?
I remember it because it was the late, great Vince Scully making the call. The timing doesn't make sense for it to be Kershaw, Randy Johnson, but there were two scratches in the starting position for pitchers. And they're like, making the spot start today, Randy Johnson and Clayton Kershaw, it was like a Hall of Fame matchup.
Line up.
I know it's.
I know what you're trying to say.
So
it was Greg, Kershaw the two and somebody
replacements. Was it Kershaw, not Greg Maddux? That would be too old.
Right.
It was two, not Verlander. I gotta find it, but it was one of those where
two nobodies ended up being legendary.
It was two nobodies making spot starts because someone was in, and it was like it could have been an all star game.
Kershaw, damn. Verlander or something.
Yeah, maybe Kershaw or Verlander. Yeah, well, I'm going to look it up.
No, that wouldn't be possible, would it be?
If someone knows, fill in my dumb blank at Rich Davis. Two pieces of business. We got to give you two answers. Answer number one, who invented the high five? Because today is National High Five Day. I'll let you do the honors, Covino.
The year was 1977, which in itself is amazing to think. What, the high five didn't exist before 1977? The answer is, I don't think so. Not really. But it was popularized in this moment because Dusty Baker for your Dodgers, Danny G.
Yep.
Dan Beyer, you hear this? Dusty Baker hits a bomb, hits a home run, and as he crosses home plate, he gives a high five to Glenn Burke. So Glenn Burke, Dusty Baker, invented the high five. Glenn Burke also became the first after he retired, gay baseball player. So props, because they invented something that became a thing in 77, and we've been doing it ever since.
Oh, that's why they say when one of your friends comes out, you high five them.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
Yeah, that's how it works. No, Dusty Baker said he was approaching the plate or the dugout, whatever, and he had, who was it again?
Glenn Burke.
Had his hands up, and he's like, what do I do?
Yeah.
So he just hit his hands.
And then the Dodgers ran with it, and it became a thing. And
prior to that,
they
just shook hands as they rounded the bases.
You know what would be funny? Imagine if Dusty Baker decided to tickle his hand.
A little butt tap.
Imagine all of a sudden he wanted to tickle his hand, and now we'd be doing, instead of high fives, hand tickles.
Yeah, I mean, so a cool story, though. And today is National High Five
Day. Who invented the stick shift? You know, where one person goes to high five, one person goes to fist bump?
I've done that so many times, so I'll take credit for it.
It's Covino. Another fun fact, you know who invented My Bad? Do we break out all the fun facts today?
Yeah, we know this one.
Manute Ball.
My bad.
Because of his bad English, right?
He had bad English, so when he would make a mistake, he'd say, my bad. And it became NBA slang, and then it became everyday slang for other people. So Manute Ball, Dusty Baker.
Hey, Rich, I got one for you. Who invented?
No. Cookie Monster.
Oh, no, Dikembe Mutombo.
No, Cookie Monster.
But close.
You know,
No.
Well, I'm not saying
cookies.
It.
No.
I'm not saying what the acronym means, so I think I could say it on Fox Sports. But Covino and I have argued this. Let me know what you think. Before the movie American Pie, do you remember anyone ever using the phrase MILF?
Stop with that. There's a difference between popularizing something
and inventing it.
I think they invented
MILF
it.
MILF existed before American Pie because my friends would say
Covino insists he invented it.
I invented that.
Get out of here. And Rich, hopefully we weren't saying that as kids.
Yeah. No, so that would be weird.
Well, then clearly you never saw Rich's mom.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, no. But things get popularized.
Wow.
But they do give credit to Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke for being the first to do it. And people are like, what the hell was that? So on National High Five Day, I give you a Dusty Baker to Glenn Burke, or in our favorite game, Tecmo Bowl growing up, a little Marcus Allen, Danny G, high five.
Iowa Sam doesn't buy it. He's like, no. People have been high-fiving for generations.
Well, because it seems hard to believe. There's a few of those it's hard to believe.
It goes, well, okay, I buy that. But it does go back in the animal kingdom. There's like certain chimpanzees that actually like clasp hands as like a showing of community or mating. Yeah,
that's true.
It's like it kind of goes back to like the need for a human or animal connection.
Right. There's another one of those, like, I can't believe it. I watched a documentary about the food that made America. Covino watched the same one. I didn't realize that pizza, like delivered to your house, but also just like pizzerias weren't around until the 50s. Like, you're like, what, for what? Yeah, you aren't, there was like.
Yo, hello didn't become a greeting until the phone was invented. People were like, ahoy.
Serious.
What they
wanted Edison
salutations.
Want? No, yeah. what did Edison want?
Ahoy, he
wanted people to pick up the phone and go, ahoy, ahoy.
No, that's what Mr. Burns used to be. Mr. Burns on The Simpsons would go, ahoy, ahoy.
Yeah, so there's a lot of those. You're like, no way. Yeah. And the high five wasn't a thing. So today we celebrated.
Fascinating stuff.
Rich, it's like how nobody went out to a chain restaurant for Italian until Olive Garden was born.
I'm telling you, I'm convinced also that as a kid on the East Coast, I never had guacamole. Like fast food, I think, got places like Chipotle and Baja Fresh introduced it to the masses, because you grew up in a place that didn't have a big Mexican culture. You didn't have guacamole as a kid.
There's truth to that. They probably weren't doing it. I don't remember it. Yeah, I remember it. I don't remember it in restaurants, but I remember it in my family.
Yeah.
There's plenty of
cities that still don't have good Mexican food.
Yeah. You know, when I tell my daughter these things all the time, I'm like, when I was little, there was no spinach artichoke dip.
Right?
Yeah, there was no salt and vinegar potato chips that
tragedy.
I remember. Like, they just sort of emerged within your lifetime, much like the high five on this day.
Well, let me give you one more piece of business, then we'll go to Dan Byers' update. I said there's a clip on social media that fascinated me. It was two legendary pitchers that got scratched, replaced by two unknown pitchers who will also be Hall of Famers. And I gotta give credit where credit's due. I looked on my feedback. My goodness, you guys are quick to the punch. Shout out to Josh Kaiser, Joey Cemente, Travis Hint, Boycott Incompetence, Lloyd Christmas, John Maz. All these people hit me up at once. And take a listen to the clip from the late, great Vin Scully.
We were going to have two veterans, 44-year-old Randy Johnson. He'll be 45 next week with all of his victories. 42-year-old Greg Maddux with 354 victories. But under the headline and heading of the best laid plans of mice and men, we have a 24-year-old Scherzer with no wins and a 20-year-old Kershaw with three.
Wait a second. Wasn't Scherzer with the Tigers? So Tigers, Dodgers? Well, how's that possible? What was the teams?
Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks.
Oh,
Diamondbacks.
That's why. Okay, all right.
Yeah. But
wow, that's so cool,
Is that crazy to think they scratched Greg Maddux and Randy Johnson to be replaced by two unknowns?
That's great, yeah.
Two unknowns being Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer, Hall of Famers, two scratched, two unknown. At that moment, cool to think that Kershaw and Scherzer combined only had three wins in the bigs.
That's a really cool clip.
And it's even cooler that Vince Scully was the voice.
I was going to say, that makes me miss that guy so much.
Fun one on a throwback Thursday for
great
sure.
Clips.
Love it.
All right, well, let's go to our pal and yours, Dan Byer. What's up, DB?
I do have to say that there was quite the interesting exchange, because, Rich, you got in Covino's case for having his opinion about American Pie and MILF, and Covino, you did not agree with Rich. But then Rich popularized this Kershaw Randy Johnson thing
right?
when all these other people knew about it. So it's like this, what Covino was actually saying is everybody knew about it, but American Pie brought it to the mainstream.
Yes. See?
Where you, you know, brought this to the mainstream when all the people that were replying to you already knew about
yes.
it.
Let me tell you, Dan Byer.
Look at the parallels.
We've known you for a year or so now. Have you just discovered that I am Dickie Columbus? I discover it, and then all of a sudden, it's known.
Oh, yeah. Rich is the please. King. The oh, king man. Of discovering things that people have been talking about for years.
Now, once I figure it out, Dan, then it makes sense.
Doesn't exist until Rich finds it.
I'm biased. I am a Covino guy, so maybe that's why, that's you know, it. The
Thank
whole deal.
Yeah.
But I'm not a Jimmy Butler guy. Nothing against Jimmy. He just took down my Bucks on too many occasions.
Yeah.
The Heat forward ruled out of their game Friday. This is unfortunate because of his knee injury, so he won't play against the Bulls tomorrow. Heat made it official today because of that MCL injury. Terry Rozier also not going to play for Miami. The Bulls actually getting some good news. ESPN says that Alex Caruso is responding to treatment for his ankle injury, and the team does have some optimism that he could play tomorrow against Miami.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sound the trumpets!
It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's CANDR. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Would you look at the time? We got to do this.
Get later. Early.
There's a certain...
Yeah!
What we gonna do right here is go back.
Yeah.
Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old School when 50 hits. At 50 After. CNR give you the time capsule topic, and we reminisce together.
Yeah! So, Danny G, a doozy today. You brought up some old school jingles, and it got us thinking, bro.
There was a viral like YouTube video of the top 10 of all time.
The Folgers one really got me thinking about this.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Is that? That might be. That's why I don't like these lists, because I don't ever agree with them, but that might be the best one.
But the crazy part is, I mean, maybe it's still out there for people on a budget, but do you know anyone that drinks Folgers coffee?
Yeah, don't tell anybody, but my wifey drinks it.
For real?
Yeah.
Like, when I go to the supermarket, you know, they have the bag of Starbucks or Pete's
Danny
or something.
Danny G's not the best part of waking
Folgers
up.
Folgers is a classic.
No. Yeah, but Folgers comes in a jug, and it's like $3. I'm
elderly
like, how?
Men drink Folgers. And you go to the mechanic shop, and that's always like the coffee, and that the stale coffee is Folgers.
I feel like some
I'm quite partial to Chock Full of Nuts.
Ooh.
And so, the yellow tin?
Yeah, Danny G. So Brenda drinks Folgers, and you drink Senka? Is that
Senka.
Is that how your morning works?
Thanks, Maniscalco.
Exactly. Yeah. Senka.
I have a Senka spoon I still use just for my normal coffee.
Wow, learning stuff by Iowa Sam. So, based on his throwback Thursday,
Senka got
old school when 50 hits, we ask you the most memorable jingles of all time. We're making our own list.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the YouTube's top three, but I don't want to give away any answers, all right? But I'll tell you what that is if you stick around. I have my personal favorites, Rich. I know you have yours. We also have some more. You know, it's a fun fact Thursday, so we got some fun facts about this. What would you put up there as your favorite jingle of all time? Because that's the era we grew up in when we'd be watching cartoons and we'd be singing along. A lot of the jingles we grew up with were memorable to the point where we knew the words.
I'm not gonna lie. You and I might have the same favorites. I don't wanna steal your answer. But it really fires me up. Let's hear it. Let's just say, if I want to get fired up, I grab me some Juicy Fruit gum.
Juicy Fruit.
Oh, the taste is going to move you. Juicy Fruit?
The taste.
Oh. This is as rockin' as Rich got as
yes.
Get my ski shined
rock
up.
On. Get your ski shined up. Grab a stick of Juicy Fruit. The taste is going to move you. Take a sniff.
Oh.
Pull it out.
What? Whoa.
What?
The taste is going to move you when you pop it in your mouth.
What? What?
Juicy Fruit is going to move you.
Talking about gum, right?
Juicy Fruit gets right to you. Juicy Fruit. The taste is going to move you.
You know what, though? You know, gum was slaying it back then because
harmonies.
Not only does that song rock, but they also had the big red one.
That's
remember?
My favorite.
So kiss a little longer, hold tight a little longer. And then what was the double mint one?
Big red.
Yeah.
That big red fresh transfer right to you.
Your fresh breath goes on and on.
Oh, my God.
I was saying, is this your category?
No,
this
house, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the double mint one? Because
double your freshness, double your fun.
That was it.
Hey, before we started the segment, Iowa Sam told me I could do an 8-hour podcast on this.
Oh, my God. This is my wheelhouse.
Wow. Yeah, because, again, we were sitting there eating cereal, watching TV all day.
So, you know what? Think of your favorite. The phones are already all lit up. Your favorite old school jingle on a throwback Thursday. We got more fun, plus, of course, some NBA, some NFL. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Having fun. Thursday, let's go.
There was this viral YouTube clip about old school jingles, and we figured we'd go over some of our favorite ones and make our own list. Before we go to the phones at 877-99 on Fox, 877-99 on Fox, I want to give you the top three according to this list, all right?
Okay.
So if I'm taking your answer away, I'm sorry, but I don't think I am. Coming in at number three...
Number three.
In my best Spider Harrison from SiriusXM.
Spider Harrison.
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Number three. Oh, actually, that was number two.
You're a terrible countdown guy.
Coming in at number three, Huggies. Mommy, wow.
Oh,
I'm a big kid now.
Mommy, wow.
That is a good
one. I'm a big kid now.
Coming in at number two, you already heard it, Alka-Seltzer.
Fizz, fizz.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. And Cheatin' Blanchandra. Cheatin' Blanchandra also pointed out that Jimmy Connors was a part of that. Tennis great Jimmy Connors sang that, memorable for a particular generation.
And the number one, according...
Here's a jingle for number one. Yeah.
Coming in at number one, top 10 jingles of all time, Spider Harrison with a why, I don't know, is Band-Aid. I'm stuck on Band-Aid, and Band-Aid's stuck on me.
You
but
know,
guess what?
There's a fun fact, right?
There's a fun fact. And I'm about to drop a bomb on you. Fun Fact Thursday. We should save this for Friday one day.
Yeah. I know it's coming.
There's a very famous artist that your mom grew up loving. She probably saw him perform at the Copa. At the Copa Cabana.
What do you mean my mom?
Spot loves him too.
He said my mom likes. I'm like, Neil Diamond?
Do you know Barry Manilow wrote a lot of those famous jingles? He wrote the Band-Aid one, and he wrote one that I'm about to give away.
And he would tweak his voice to sing some of them.
Danny G, you brought it up in our pre-show meeting. He brought up... He wrote Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there.
Crazy.
Barry Manilow.
Though the best version
what
is...
What a side hustle.
The best version is Peyton Manning and Brad Paisley. That is the best version
like
of that
one. Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there. So that might be your number one because it's so famous. And think of how long it's been around now. There's a lot of jingles that Barry Manilow wrote that people forgot about or we moved past.
Yeah,
that one still remains.
I read that he has like 10 major ones that he still earns money off.
You know what it's amazing. Like, Danny G? Barry Manilow dominated the jingle game the same way the late, great Alan Thicke dominated the TV theme game. A lot of people don't realize Alan Thicke did Facts of Life.
He sang a lot of those, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Different Strokes. You could actually hear, if you pay attention, I'm being serious, you'll hear Alan Thicke's voice. You're like, oh, my God, that is Alan Thicke.
So when you listen to, well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
That's Alan Thicke, dude.
So anyway,
from Growing Pains.
Right. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Let's chop it up. The most memorable jingles, old school and 50 hits.
Can I give you one more before the phones?
Sure.
I was saying, do you got the Mentos jingle on standby? I feel like Mentos.
One of my favorites.
Mentos to me was more popular in jingle form than actual eating Mentos.
I don't even know what Mentos is, but here it is.
It's the fresh maker.
Come on.
Mentos.
I'm picturing that guy on the bench, and he sits on the bench with his jacket.
Yeah. Paint.
It doesn't matter what comes.
Bomboni Mentos, anapati tu.
You know what?
wait, that one is supposed to be Mentos, the fresh maker.
You know,
no,
Mentos,
better.
I think
the fresh maker.
Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters reenacting it.
Thanks, Fresh.
Let's go to the phones 877-99 on Fox, the ones that stood out to you.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, yeah, Mentos. Ay, Dios. You got to start with a guy named Trip in Vegas. What's up, Trip?
Trip McNeely.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What comes to mind?
I got a couple. First one would be my baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Yeah.
Yeah,
legendary.
Classic.
Like, just transcends generations for sure.
No
classic.
Doubt, Trip. Any others?
You know, the only reason I know how to spell baloney is thanks to that song.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. You got one more, Trip?
Yeah, I do. I got one more. Well, I got several, but I don't want to – this one. How about – I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is. No, yeah, for sure. I was just thinking now the Dr. Pepper commercial is sweet. And a lot of people don't know that's Justin Guarini from American Idol. Remember that kid with the afro?
The kid that lost season
He's
one.
He's a little sweet.
The sweet
it's
one.
It's the sweet one.
That's Justin Guarini from American Idol. Fun facts.
This is really a fun fact type of show.
I know.
Steve in Boise, where the potatoes are strong.
I'll be there this weekend. What up, buddy?
Covino will buy you a Dutch Brothers. What's up, Steve?
I just gave you my info on the to buy you a drink. How about I am the Frito Bandito.
Dude, my dad sang that to me my whole life growing up. Yo,
that's
for sure.
One.
Yeah,
is
that's
that like
a good
three? It's based on like a three tenor song. Like, I mean, it sounds like it's
oh, no,
beyond
it's
that Frito commercial.
Yeah, what is
that
song? Yotis. American. Yeah. I mean, not Mexican mariachi music.
Steve, you said you had one more.
Oh, I sure. That's kind of a cheesy one. A is for Apple, J is for Jacks, Cinnamon Toasty Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
Dude, not only an old jingle.
You just said,
but like,
you go cereals? That's a whole category. Cinnamon, yeah. Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon and sugar, yeah. We're baking up a bunch. We got the whole grain taste of cinnamon.
Yeah, crunch. I mean, you got to think how obsessed we were. We were like hypnotized by these things. And by the way, when's the last time you had Apple Jacks? Do they even make those anymore?
Yeah, they did. My wife likes Apple
really?
Jacks, oddly enough.
My goodness.
Let me hit you up with one more that's more current. But Larry David couldn't get this out of his head on the recent season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. The whole J.G. Wentworth. Yo, that'll get stuck in your head.
I have structured settlement and I need
cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth.
I saw a funny meme that said, I saw a funny meme. You can stop it, Sam. I saw
I
funny.
Think Sam wants to stop it.
Sam could do an 8-hour show. He said, loves on these jingles.
I have thoughts on J.G. Wentworth, but go ahead.
I saw a. He has thoughts on them.
Controversial.
He's like, I like how the tenor. I saw a funny meme. It said, if I got arrested, I don't know anyone's phone number anymore because of, you know, you keep. He goes, the only person I'd be able to call is J.G. Wentworth. And I'm like, you know what? Facts.
Actually, I can think of two other people I could call aside from J.G. Wentworth.
Oh.
Should I shout them out?
Please do.
I don't want to take anyone's answer away, but how about 877 Cars for Kids? And how about 800-588-2300-EMPIRE
today?
In fact, I think some old dude who was part of the original song reenacted it with like his grandkids recently, and it went viral. And you could recognize the voice because he sang it.
Yeah, the funniest part of this conversation is that it's just proving that jingles, theme songs, all these things are so working.
Yeah,
they're impactful. Like
for sure.
You know,
but some of them you like.
But I'm saying, you know? if you take it to sports for a second, if you're telling me the '90s NBA on NBC theme, or the Monday Night Football song, or that Sunday Night Football, dun, 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 dun. Like those songs and themes are so memorable.
So memorable. And
yeah, even with the NFL draft coming up next week, that little tone is famous for
do,
each
do,
pick.
Do, 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 do. That, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Tommy Seggy hit us up at Covino and Rich, and we'll wrap it up with your phone calls. Everybody hang tight.
Fun Tommy, fact, by the way, you know that Steve Covino on the snare drum there? I was saying play
yeah,
that again.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. And it's Rich on the trumpet,
right here.
Tommy Seggy hit us up at Covino and Rich. Everything's at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio. He says, come on, guys. You know, it's Fox Sports, like Mike, the Gatorade commercial.
Sometimes
has to be
I
up there.
Dream.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid,
that
was huge. That's part of Michael Jordan's legacy, in my opinion. Like, that really, I think, solidified it for kids because like you realized, yeah, every kid did want to be like Michael Jordan. That was awesome. So
you're absolutely right.
Your answers, but
honestly,
as a kid,
we got. If we don't have it in the system, Bersh, you got to pull the Be Like Mike because
it brainwashed
honestly,
us.
It ties everything from sports and jingles together because when we were kids, that made you want to drink Gatorade.
It did.
Him do yo.
I'm picturing the black and white one, and the Gatorade was in color, right? Is that what you picture? I don't know. There were several of them.
You guys are crossing over into theme songs now.
That's a commercial.
Yeah. That's a jingle.
Yeah.
Jingle.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Jingle theme. Jingle
yeah. What
theme?
Is it? Does a jingle? Is a jingle shorter? Because
yeah,
true.
Like the Apple Jacks is like your definition of a jingle.
But like the Juicy Fruit one we played, that's like a song sort of.
Yeah, you're
get
right.
Get your ski shined up, grab a stick of Juicy Fruit.
I think it just does that on your iTunes, right?
Yeah.
I think of that as the extended jingle.
Rich, when you're playing recreational softball and somebody makes a great grab, what do people do? They say, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think of that as a stinger.
That's a stinger.
Stinger.
Yeah.
Jingle.
Like
stinger.
When you say stinger, I think like you said, the NFL draft a week away. That's a memorable stinger, as you would say, I guess, right?
In the biz,
we call that a stinger, I think.
Yeah, kids. That's called a stinger.
So we'll wrap it up with your phone calls. Throwback Thursday, old school and 50 hits, 877-99 on Fox, your top jingles of all time. According to that viral video, it was the Band-Aid one, but we disagree. We're going over some better ones.
Remember that?
Roger in Tacoma.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, what up, fellas? So we used to sing jingles and theme songs over and over in our family, so we knew them all. So you might remember McDonald's first came out with
Two all-beef patties, cheese, pickles, onions.
Do we remember? We had it on yeah. vinyl.
Yeah, they gave away the little record.
Yeah. We had it because that was a big prize campaign. If they said you won at the end of that record, you won, like, right. I forget what the prize was, but I remember I lost.
Stayed under 3 seconds or something. So then Burger King felt the pressure, and they hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way. At Burger King.
How hilarious.
Wow,
he knows
haven't
all
heard
the words.
That in years.
You know what I thought he was going to say, though? As a Burger King ad plays on TV? How ironic is that? Look at that.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say, after the original
two all-beef patty special sauce. Yeah.
I thought he was going to say, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, because that's a jingle.
Yeah.
Well, the new one's kind of catchy, too.
And you know who wrote that? Pusha T.
No way.
From the Clips.
What? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
And by the way, that's how Roger won over his wife.
Dude.
Buddy, listen to this.
It just goes to show you how impactful these things were.
Oh, let me hit you up with one. Ready? You're a big cereal guy.
I was a cereal killer back in the 80s.
I got one.
Go ahead, what do you got?
I'm the rapping mister, and I'm here to say I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
He loves Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
That was just a random commercial.
I know, that was a little song. But just a random commercial that we all loved and knew, and I loved. I used to house some Cocoa Pebbles.
Did you guys have any regional drops? Rich, I know back in the day you worked for the famous Z100. So, famous radio station jingle.
Those Z100.
Yeah.
Well, in Southern California, and I think people outside of Cali might know this one, Cal Worthington and his dog Spot. Right. And we didn't know. Me and my older brother as kids had no idea. And other kids sang the same thing. Go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal. But we thought it was Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, because he had all these circus animals in all of his commercials.
Dude, wow. I got two of them. We're from the East Coast growing up in I grew up in Union, New Jersey, but we all listened to New York radio. And the two that stood out to me the most is 101 CBS FM, 101 CBS FM. And then they had this Frankie Valli guy singing,
play your favorite oldies.
CBS FM. And then it was WFAN, New York. So
Sports Radio 66.
The Fan.
WFAN.
You see, these things stay in your heads forever, man.
You know what? Let me give you another. Based very East Coast, I know this regional. I was like, Danny G, I didn't realize the love of Earl Shive out here on the West Coast. When we were on the East Coast, local, there was a place called Mount Airy Lodge. I don't know if it was upstate New York, it was a Pennsylvania.
Poconos?
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. All you have to bring is your love of everything.
Beautiful. He's so right about that. Yeah. And you know what I thought you were going to say, though? Oh. The Lullaby on Broadway.
Oh, the Milford Plaza.
Lullaby on Broadway.
It was a roach motel on 8th Avenue in New York City.
But they aired that commercial all the time when we were kids. All right, wrapping it up with your phone calls.
Ron.
Your favorite jingles.
In Alabama. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. What comes to mind? Old school jingles.
Well, this is a really old school one, probably before your time, but there used to be a camera called the Swinger, and they used to go, it's almost a camera, it's almost alive, it's only $19.95.
Dude, what year was that around, for real? Because it's just amazing that you still
That might be late 60s.
But it's crazy that you still know.
Shows the power of the jingle.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's crazy how you remember that, though. And the guy before me mentioned about McDonald's. I used to work there when that jingle came out. And I still have a T-shirt I think I saved that has the whole, you know, two all-beef patties printed on the front of the shirt. Yeah. We had to wear it.
Every kid knew that.
1965 is what I'm seeing on YouTube.
Yeah. Shouldn't the jingle get extra credit if the jingle outlasts the product? The guy's still singing. Oh, yeah. The product hasn't been around in 30 years. 50 years, probably.
Yo, did Bursch pull, trying to think, did he pull the old-school $5 footlong? But you can play that for a second, because the other day I was just complaining how a foot long at Subway is now $19.
Had a mean bass line.
Boom, boom, boom,
20.
You're Danny G on the bass there?
Boom, boom, 20.
$20. $20 foot long.
Now they advertise
$6 cookie.
Yeah, $6 six inch, $5 cookie. Who do we got next?
That's Alin in Florida. Hey, Alin.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
What's up? All right, I don't know if anybody's going to remember this one, but it was a good one. And I really think the product is still around. RC Cola.
RC Cola was the scoreboard at Shea Stadium where the Mets played. It was RC Cola everywhere in Queens.
And the jingle was, some kids still dig surfing California sand, cruising up and down the slopes, psychedelic bands. I'll get off this back someday, maybe live the way they do. I'm gonna know another way. Heck, I'm only 22. Me and my RC.
You're going to Hollywood. You got the golden ticket.
I didn't think the new Taylor Swift dropped until midnight.
Yeah,
and that was the Royal Crown Cola jingle. I had no idea.
No, RC, is that Royal Crown?
You didn't know it's different Royal Crown?
No.
Well, I'm the son of a. I used to ride with a vending machine repairman.
Hard to find RC these days. Yeah.
My
I think
dad.
It's still being made, but
you know what? Let me tie it back to sports. Again, these are regional, so I apologize, but they were famous to me, and some of you might recognize it. Gotta go to Mo's.
Gotta go to Modell's.
Gotta go to Mo's.
Modell's.
Which is a sporting goods store.
Yeah, okay.
It's the equivalent of what? Big Five out here, right?
Yeah. Growing up, even before that, was Herman's. We are sports.
Nobody said one of my favorite Halloween candies. Give me a break.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat boy.
One, two, yeah. One, two, three, four. Give me a break.
Because
and then my brother was an animal, and he would take a bite from the side into two pieces.
That?
I know.
Who does that?
There's a whole subplot of an episode of The Office where Andy's trying to figure out what the lyrics are to the Kit Kat theme.
Really?
And he's like, break me off a piece of that football cream. And he can't finish.
He can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's a great episode.
Two jingle writers in sitcom history that come to mind. Can you think of them? In the last, I'd say... 30 years.
Yeah, wasn't, I think I got one. It wasn't Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse.
Was it Uncle Jesse?
Uncle Jesse on Full House.
Yeah.
Him and Uncle Joey. Remember for a while they had a jingle company?
Okay, I was going to say Joey.
So Uncle Jesse and Uncle Joey wrote jingles in San Francisco.
Who was the other one?
In real life, Clayton Kershaw's dad.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
And there's one more spot. The show is based in a beach house in Malibu a lot of the time. He's at his piano, and he writes jingles.
Two and a Half Men. Yeah.
Two and a Half Men. Charlie Harper.
Charlie Sheen made a ton of money doing that.
Was a jingle writer.
That's how he lived in Malibu.
Yeah, look at that. It must pay nicely.
Well, look, maybe we could take one more phone call.
Nah, I think we're good.
But it's getting so late, so here's what we're going to do. Just go to the Twitter page, our X page, Instagram, whatever. Hit us up at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio, hashtag greatest jingles, whatever, hashtag Covino rules, whatever you want.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Have you ever come to find out, like, you were up for a job and someone sabotaged you? And I was talking to Big Mike, who runs this place.
Who?
And Mike. I said, Mike, you're a guy that hires and fires people because you run this place. What do you do when someone gives you the call and says, hey, Big Mike, who runs this place, can I put you down as a reference? But what if you don't believe in that person? Because that's happened to you and I.
Yeah,
that's we've had like
awkward.
An old intern or an old, you know,
well,
associate producer.
If you don't say the right thing, now you're sort of C-blocking that person of an opportunity.
Like I never want to take work away from someone. But if someone says, "Hey, Rich, what do you think of you know, Doug or Frank that worked for you?" The worst I'll say is, "Hey, they were, you know, they were good." But
he's
you know,
a jackass.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah,
you're not a good actor, Rich.
You know, I'll do it. I'll do what Larry David did on the final season of Curb with his assistant. You just you passed him along to someone else, being like, "Oh, my assistant's the best," and then like, "I'm looking for one. Oh, take mine."
It might not be necessarily a job that you were blocked from, but maybe there were reputation killers at your office or workplace where, you know, they would talk smack about you to ruin any chances of a promotion.
That happened to me once.
Yeah. You know, I definitely had people that would try to downplay my skills and downplay my intelligence even behind the scenes, and it would get back to me. And I'll never forget that.
You know,
because they were trying to get in the way of – they saw me as a threat, essentially, looking back, and they were trying to tear me down were ever given the opportunity.
And that sucked.
Yeah.
But they were right. You are a male bimbo. You are a himbo.
Yeah,
you are a himbo.
They do make a point.
What did they say? Covino
I remember. No. The quote was, he's a doorknob. And that got back to me. I didn't even know what that meant. I'm like, what? Dumb as a doorknob?
Oh, please.
What does that mean?
Vito, put that in the production somehow. All right. Yeah.
No, but
he's
it got
a
back.
Doorknob.
You start saying things like that to other people. Maybe they're breaking the glass on you, and then it gets in someone's brain, and that someone could be important that could ruin an opportunity for you.
Yeah.
You know, so people just trying to get in your way by killing or cramping your reputation. It's a weak-ass move, man. I got no respect for that.
Let me tell you, false rumors, these things could block you. In fact, Spot, there was a guy we used to work with that solely worked against Spot. Looking back, right? I mean, there was, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I know what Spot's talking
that's
about.
That's weird, because Spot has no enemies.
None at all.
You know, back in the day, you know, it was kind of wild that this guy sort of created a reputation for Spot.
Well, like, he didn't know me at all.
And he didn't know him. Yeah, I'll back Spot up on that.
I mean, it was weird.
He just thought you had a punchable face?
Maybe.
I mean, looking back, he's probably right. But no, I'm kidding. But let me tell you, when I was early in my radio days, if you think I'm hyper and have energy now, can you imagine 24-year-old me?
Yeah, weren't you the original Kimmy Gibbler?
I was in New York radio, and I was just hustling and working, picking up every shift or job I could. I was on the air doing promotions, doing anything possible. And someone who I guess you would consider would be one of the other guys trying to get that break started telling people, yo, Rich is all hyped up. He's a cokehead.
Whoa.
And I'm telling you right now, hand to God, never tried cocaine in my life. The most I'll smoke weed or take a gummy here or there. Never touch cocaine. And someone came up to me, a mentor of mine, was like, I just want to let you know, I know in the radio and entertainment business, you know, drugs, you know, a lot of people.
You got a reputation.
And he's like, I just don't want you going down the wrong path. And I was like, yo, for
what?
Real?
Oh, it's all natural, man.
I was like, I'm just a natural maniac.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
Yeah, plus 5 cups of coffee.
He has been known to snort pixie sticks, though. Yeah. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah. I mean, you could say my 2 coffees and then a
I saw Rich doing a line of Fun Dip.
And then a gummy to settle me might be another problem. What's up, Dan Byer?
Did Covino tell that girl that you tried to C-block him? Be like, that guy's a cokehead anyway.
I got him back. Yeah.
That's what Covino said.
You don't want to go down that path.
Yeah, that is bad news.
He's got a problem.
You know what I mean?
So it's kind of interesting, though, to see that these C-blocking tactics happen in sports. And I bet you they happen way more often than we realize with players, you know, reputations. Because you think sports is all about numbers, but, yeah, you know.
Well, listen.
That guy's difficult to work with. He's tough in the locker room. That must happen a lot.
Listen, is it as prevalent, as we go to DB for an update, do you think it's as prevalent or not as much as you would think? Like, let's go baseball. If someone's trying to pick up some dude in the offseason, oh, you played with him on the Nationals and Cubs. How is he? Do you think those inquiries with the players that have played with that player previously hold as much weight or not really much?
I think it does.
Like Pete Alonso apparently was influential in getting Harrison Bader to the Mets because they played in college together. He's like, no, that's my dude.
I think.
I wonder if that means much.
And speaking of Belichick, he just went on record saying how much agents play a part in all the backroom talks and everything. So there's so many back channels and everything going on with not only front offices, but the players' agents.
So the story or the rumor is that Robert Kraft warned the Falcons owner, Arthur Blank, not to trust Bill Belichick. Oh, he's not trustworthy. Don't trust him. Don't hire him. From owner to owner, let me just tell you this: the scoop, the truth on Belichick. And the Patriots are now denying that story, but it got us thinking.
All right, well, let's go to Dan Beyer for an update. Now, Dan, I know I'll be watching and listening to Fox Sports Radio draft night a week from today.
Yes.
But you think Belichick's going to have some good insight being on the other side of things?
I think he is amazing in this role. He has never, never let me down in watching him on those 30 for 30 documentaries. I'm being 100% truthful. No,
I know you.
100%. Yeah. He is magnificent in those. Any 30 for 30 that he's done with Parcells, when he did that NFL 100 thing, he was great.
I do remember, yeah, he
was
great.
In the little blurb that he did on College Game Day, I think that he is magnificent.
Anything else?
I think he's going to do great.
Imagine we see it and we're like, wow, you thought he was a great coach? This guy brings a whole nother level on like television.
There's no doubt in my mind. I am being 100% truthful with this, that he will be great.
You got me sold.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, guys, there's a change happening. I'll get to all the headlines, but this kind of starts it out. One of my favorite sports trivia questions that you'll get is about to change. You ever know the one where somebody goes, hey, how many one sport cities or one team, you know, cities can you name in professional sports? You see, like, okay, Spurs. They only have the Spurs.
San Antonio.
In the NBA, San Antonio. Portland with only the Blazers.
Oh,
and
a good
Salt
one.
Lake City was always one with the Jazz.
Yes.
That is likely about to change because tonight, in a matter of minutes, we could find out that the Arizona Coyotes will be moving to Salt Lake City.
Oh, cool.
Which would then also change the question of what metropolitan area has all four of the major sports leagues? Because Phoenix did, but now they're losing the NHL team. So, yes.
Wow, that's cool. I like that.
Now, Dan, historically, sometimes a team will keep a name even if it doesn't make sense. Like the Lakers, for instance.
Sure.
Minneapolis Lakes. Lakers. Doesn't make sense out here in L.A. Are there Coyotes in Utah?
Well, there is a report from DetroitHockey.com that claims trademark applications were made anonymously through a lawyer in Salt Lake City, through a law firm in Salt Lake City. Here's where some of the names that were trademarked. Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, ooh, Utah Fury, Utah HC, and the Utah Hockey Club.
Now, I'll be doing it live from Idaho tomorrow, which excited about that.
Break out your potatoes.
But remember, we go over weekend hobnobbing. Tomorrow's Friday already. Fight weekend, super pumped about it.
Kavino's going to be sitting in a bathtub of sour cream and chives tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. Bacon
Okey
bits.
Okey-dokey, Dr. Jones. Hold on to your potatoes.
Well, that's Boise. It's going to be lit.
Now.
You cheat, Dr. Jones. You cheat.
Are you honestly, have you given anyone an update? Are you convincing your girlfriend and her family to watch the Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney fight?
Should be an easy sell. I'm pumped about this fight, man. I really am. And we'll talk about it a little more on Overpromised in about 10 minutes because we're running out of time. We got lots to talk about on our bonus podcast. Everything from Who's Lamer? Two sports-related stories involving me and Rich. Who's the lamest of each story, me or Rich?
Some people are going to say both.
Or both. Again, that's on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page in 10 minutes. And we're also going to talk about baseball cards.
Baseball.
There's a big story involving baseball cards. Some dude doing construction found a pack of 1952 Bauman baseball cards. And inside that pack could be a Willie Mays, could be a Mickey Mantle rookie.
You don't know.
And they're valuing this pack unopened at $15,000 to start.
It'll go way up, I'll tell you why, because our initial thought was, yeah, you want to put in $5,000 each? You know how many guys would say, hey, guys, want to put in $5,000 each? This is going to be $50,000, $100,000. Danny G, let me ask you. We'll discuss this more on Overpromise.
Well, the question is, do you open it or not? Or do you just sell it?
No, what would the sale price have to be? Because right now they're saying $15,000. I think it's going to go for significantly more.
I agree.
But if there's a possible Mantle or Mays in there, we're talking million-dollar cards.
Yeah.
Seven figures. And this is not a pack of 20-something cards. I think it's like 8 to 10 cards. So,
well, they went for a penny back in 1952.
Is that funny? A pack of cards
was
a penny?
You got about 10 cards. So what are the chances? What are the odds of a Mantle rookie or a Willie Mays or something being in there. That's the fun of it.
I was going to say, I think I would do the research and find out how many Mantle cards were printed that year to see what the odds are.
Spot tried to be deceptive earlier. You know what he said he would do? Spot's like, isn't there a way to like scan it under a light? I'm like, look at you trying to, and then resell the scrub cards?
Heat up the seal and like open it like a letter. Has to be a way to do that.
Speaking of scrubs. But then
that 70-year-old gum would melt.
Yeah. Is there gum in the Bauman 1952? Either way, we're going to talk about this in further detail on our bonus pod. So join us if you grew up loving baseball cards on a Throwback Thursday. It's a what would you do sort of situation. Would you open this up and take the chance or sell the pack? Just sell the pack out for the highest bid.
I think I have a number in mind. We'll save it for overpromise. But there's a number where you'd sell the pack. But I think unless it's life-altering money, not changing, life-altering money, I think you got to maybe open that pack. We'll discuss.
That's an event in itself, right? The opening,
the unveiling.
Of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the unveiling. Yeah. And by the way, on a side note, I don't know if you heard about this, but MLB is using debut patches now. Have you seen this? Like when a player, when a big leaguer makes his debut, there's a patch, and they made a deal with Topps. And if they're making their debut, it's a one-time thing. So now MLB takes that little patch, gives it to Topps, and you get that opportunity to get that card.
That's cool.
So it's like one of one. And even if you're a scrub, if you're making your MLB debut and you get that card, it has significant value.
I'll tell you what, as a kid that loved baseball cards.
It's called the MLB Debut Patch Pro. It's the Topps Chrome Series, I believe, 2023.
For a kid that, until I discovered what girls were, for a kid that loved baseball cards and wrestling more than anything, I love that another generation now is starting to find their love of baseball cards because nothing meant more to me.
Imagine pulling one of those debut ones. See, that's the Patrick MLB debut. That's so you only get one.
Let me go to our Twitter feedback because someone came up with a great answer. One of our previous conversations today, we were talking about the biggest C blocks in sports, the Belichick Arthur Blank story. EP Workshop said, guys, you talk about that in sports. How do you not bring up Michael Jordan not letting Isaiah Thomas on the dream team?
Wes said the same thing.
Oh, yeah. We got
in
a
Vegas.
Couple people say, yeah. Is that
That's
wild?
A big one. That's a great example.
Because,
yeah, great
I mean,
answer.
Who's missing from the dream team? Who could have been? Oh, yeah. The guy that MJ was like, nope. Later to you. All right, so we'll see you guys overpromised in about 5 minutes. Whatever we missed today, we'll get to now. And we'll see you back here also live tomorrow on Fox Sports Radio. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the overpromised land.
All right, have a good one, guys.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.